This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Qatar have decided to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani, in New Delhi today. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary for Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and the Emir of Qatar focused on strengthening trade, energy, investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. Following the delegation-level talks, the two countries signed and exchanged two MOUs. The secretary said one MOU is related to upgrading the ties between India and Qatar to a strategic partnership.
Both sides have today agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders today. The trade today between India and Qatar is about $14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
Another MOU aimed at avoiding double taxation and preventing fiscal evasion concerning taxes on income was also signed between the two countries. Earlier in the day, both the nations also signed two other MOUs to enhance business and investment collaboration in the presence of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al-Thani. The talks between the US and Russia were held in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh today, aimed at ending the Ukraine war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and senior Putin aide Yuri Ushakov held discussions with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and West Asia Envoy Steve Witkoff. The talks aimed to pave the way for the first exchanges on a potential peace deal to end the Ukraine war. However, Ukraine and European leaders were excluded from the talks. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine cannot agree to anything without its participation. The central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 562 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh. The Union Panchayati Raj Ministry said that these grants provided to the Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies play a crucial role in strengthening grassroots democracy. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the centre is working in the interest of every section, due to which there has been a big change in the lives of citizens. Mr. Chauhan was addressing the gathering at the launch of a pilot programme called the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations, or NAKSHA, project at Raisen in Madhya Pradesh today. The Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to YouTuber and podcaster Ranveer Ahlamvaldia in connection with multiple FIRs lodged over his controversial comments on a YouTube show. The court's order is subject to his cooperation with the ongoing investigations. Additionally, it directed him to deposit his passport at the Thane police station and prohibited him from leaving the country without prior permission. Delhi BJP's legislative party meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. All the newly elected BJP MLAs, along with senior leaders of the party, will participate in the meeting. According to party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on Thursday at Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital. At least 30 people were killed in a bus crash on a mountain road in Bolivia. The vehicle plunged 800 meters into a gorge in the southwestern district of Yocala. Accident occurred yesterday on a narrow two-way road between the cities of Potosi and Oruro. And in the hockey FIH Pro League, match between Indian women's team and Spain is underway at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. The Indian men's team will take on Germany at the same venue at 7:30 p.m. In women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Vadodara at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.